Hey, welcome back to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine for April 2026. It's amazing, right? We're just plugging along here. Happy spring forward, everybody. And for the ones in BC, this is the last time, I guess, you're springing forward. So you might be setting the trend for us here in Canada. And for those who don't spring forward or fall back, you're like, what are you guys talking about? Well, yeah, we're still doing it in Ontario and around parts of the country. We're still springing forward, and we're springing forward with podcasting. There you go. Segue now established. We are springing forward. We're going forward in a new springtime and seeing how these podcasts will grow, right? It's beautiful. I actually got out of the house recently, which is nice. As a podcaster, we rarely go outside. So it's nice when it's warm and you can feel the sun on your face and all that fun stuff. Played with my granddaughter in the backyard, and we saw a mouse. So there you go. There's the updates from the Dave Campbell household. And it's fun to get out there and see life, get away from the microphone for a few minutes, right? Yeah. And what's been fun for me is just recently went to my first in-person local meetup. I've been hosting a meetup virtually on meetup.com for 3+ years, twice a week. Happy to have you come join us, by the way. All the information's in the magazine, because that's kind of the point of this podcast and the point of the magazine. And I've done a lot of virtual stuff. They're easy because people don't have to travel. They don't cost money for the participants. They cost me money. They don't cost the money for anybody that's joining us, but in person, I got to say, first of all, I'm an introvert. And as an introvert, to be in public in a large group of people you don't know, it's hard. But I realized going to this most recent event in person, again, as an introvert, the idea of not knowing people was quickly erased by the fact that I do know these people. I've been listening to their shows. I've been reading their newsletters. I have been following them for years. And that feeling that our audience has for us as podcasters, where they feel like they know us, even though they may have never met us in real life. I felt that, but between podcasters, where I've been listening to your show and I love what you do, and here you are standing in front of me, and I get to tell you face to face how much you mean to me as a listener and as a member of your community. It's really great. And the tricky thing here was, I would say there was people in the room who are my competition, podcast editors, people who talk about podcasting, people who are way beyond me as far as opportunities to speak on stages and get in front of large audiences and talk podcasting, people who make way more money than I do in podcasting. And in my heart, when I was driving to this event, I'm thinking, I wonder if there's going to be anybody that does what I do, and how am I going to respond? And as I mentioned in the emails that go out and the magazine itself, I went in there wondering how I'd respond. And they weren't my foes. They were my friends. And it was obvious. And that was great. It was really reassuring. And it was really fun. So if you live in a part of Canada where there are no such things as a podcaster meetup in person, at your local bar, or wherever you can, maybe you're the person to start it. You might have only one or two people show up. But I got to tell you, just like building a podcast, building a community starts the same way. Humble beginnings. We had a great turnout. It was fun. We got to share great stories about podcasting. The rest of the room had other people having other conversations. But we had a chance to connect with people. And I'm sure people were wondering who we were over the corner talking and not shooting darts at the wall and not pounding back beers. We were talking podcasting and connecting. And they're probably wondering, who are those nerdy people over there? That's the podcasters. And it was really a lot of fun. So wherever you are, try to find a local meetup. I know that there are meetups going on around the country. And again, if you don't have one, you can't find one, it might be your job to start one. So don't be afraid. Get out there. Create something. build up your podcast friends. I think you need to see them in real life. Virtual is great. I love virtual. But being in person, that was the next level. Really good. So as a result of this in-person meeting, I actually have a few podcasts to promote for you here, and they're in the magazine for April, and excited to do that. Yeah, you'll find them. They are great podcasters, and the idea of having the magazine was encouraging for them and made them curious. They're like, wow, I'm going to be in your magazine? I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what the magazine's for. And one of the people that I was really thrilled to meet was Katie, who does Pod the North, Canardian. She's amazing. She's been in podcasting for a long time, and she's a great advocate for podcasters in Canada. And to meet her, like, talk about a firecracker, like a lit firecracker. She's exactly that. And it was a thrill. I truly look at her as the epitome of what I hope this magazine could be someday. Somebody who supports Canadian podcasts and makes finding a Canadian podcast easier. I know that's Katie's heart. It's my heart. And what she does with Pod the North is amazing. What I'm hoping is this magazine and what we do here complements the great work that she's doing, not detracts, but complements from it and supports it. Like we do in the magazine this month again, there's a link to her Pod the North right there in the magazine. Please go click through and follow her. But I think if we can have more people agreeing that raising Canadian voices matters, I think we all win. I think we all win as podcasters when we have this single purpose that Canadian voices matter, underrepresented Canadian voices matter, and we want to raise the awareness of the amazing people in Canada who do what we do and give them their platform through the magazine, through the newsletters, so that we can get more people encouraged to start a podcast here in Canada, to continue podcasting, and to realize there's a great opportunity for us here in Canada to feature the homegrown talent that surrounds us, that doesn't get as much attention in an American-focused media around podcasting. All the big events are there in America. We have, you know, the UK, Australia, awesome people. But again, we need something here in Canada, and that's the whole purpose of what we're doing here. So you being here, listening to the show, following the magazine, sharing this with other people helps this to grow. So my encouragement for you and my ask of you is, if you find value in what we're doing at CanadianPodcaster.com, is that you'll tell somebody. You will leverage this magazine, this free magazine, this free resource, to encourage others that you're not alone here in Canada as a creator. There's a community for you here at CanadianPodcaster.com. So please share, and please let other people know that you enjoy what you find here in the magazine. Appreciate that. If you are looking for a reminder that the magazine's coming out, you're like, I keep forgetting that this magazine comes out, you can sign up within the magazine to our newsletter through our website as well, CanadianPodcaster.com. Scroll down to the bottom and you'll see an email sign up. There are about 55 people who have signed up to follow the magazine and get updates on the magazine. Thank you, everybody. I have a great open rate. It's nice to see people clicking through the magazine and using the emails as a reminder. So I see you. I see you all in my emails. And what I'm doing is I'm pulling out your emails. And if I see a company that's following the magazine with Canadian services, whatever, that they offered it for podcasters and creators, I'm just going to put you in the magazine and promote you, because I'm not looking to make money through this. I just want to promote anybody that's here and curious about what we do in the Canadian magazine for podcasters. So I'm watching. When you sign up, I am watching. So we send out one email a month at this point. That's what comes with my hosting site. So I can't afford to pay for anything at this point. So So one email a month goes out to anyone that signs up. Again, thank you for opening the email and reading it. I appreciate that. And there's great people like Jody Krangle who catch me and will show me if I've missed something. She's amazing. If I see an email, it's going to come from Jody, one of our followers here on the magazine. It's going to come within the first day of when everything goes live. So Jody, I know you're there. Thank you. But I love that kind of response. And I love people who are engaged and just get what we're trying to do here. So definitely a great community we're building through the magazine. I'm thrilled to have you here. And just thank you for encouraging us to keep this thing going. I really appreciate it. So this month we have Scarlett Classic again back with another article in the magazine. Thank you, Scarlett. We have Manisha is also joining us this month for the first time from the Archery Parent podcast to talk about niche podcasting. Great article, a presentation she did recently at a podcast event in Toronto. And she's allowed us to republish that here and encourage you to focus on your niche podcast. Manisha's great. She's got like an ultra niche podcast. So yeah, definitely check it out in the magazine this month. Again, Manisha, thank you for participating, for sharing your insights with our community. It's great to have you along with us. And everyone go check out our podcast as well, the Archery Parent podcast. Links and everything in, not the show notes, no, in the magazine. Yes, CanadianPodcaster.com. One other thing I like to throw into the magazine as often as possible, every time I can find any kind of free resource for podcasters, I put it in there. So we have a few there as well this month. We'd love for you to go check them out. They're completely free. There's no affiliate codes because these are free tools for you as a podcaster. Definitely go take a look at them. They're amazing. And we get into these tools on the How to Podcast series, one of the shows that I host, howtopodcast.ca. And if you want to know more about them, go check that out there. But go check out these free tools. They're really going to help you in your podcast, give you great information on your show, the shows of your quote-unquote competition. And there's a lot of search engine optimization tools. There are tools that do summaries of your podcasts and send them back to you with timestamps. Like there's so many great things out there for podcasters right now. And we're just going to keep bringing them up. If you find any free tools for podcasters that we have not mentioned in recent episodes and editions of the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine, please tell me. I'm always looking for these. There's a lot of really smart people out there who know a lot of great tools, and I'd love to hear from you. Send me your links. Send me links of the tools that you've fallen in love with as a podcaster, and we'll share them with the community. Let's make this easier for everybody. We all share our tools and share our processes. I think we can all learn a lot from each other, and our podcast will be better, and our audience will love us even more. So please share the tools. We'll put them into the May edition. Wow. May edition of the magazine. And I'd love to have your participation. It's going to make the magazine so much better. So as you head into spring, as you head into the great outdoors again and get back outside and get that fresh air, remember to take us along with you. We do have this Canadian Podcaster Magazine podcast episode that goes along with the magazine, but also go through and follow along these podcasts that we're featuring every month. We have a great list of podcasters, great Canadian content for you, made by your family and friends, people from your community, from your province, from your part of the world. Let's celebrate the Canadian podcasters first. You can go listen to the other shows too, but let's add Canadian podcasts to our listening lineup in spring and make a point of supporting those here in Canada. Let's support those that we want to help them with their shows and help them grow. Let's focus our attention on great Canadian content in April of 2026. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the show. Always looking for feedback. Always looking for people to write for the magazine and for you to share the magazine, CanadianPodcaster.com. Looking forward to connecting with you real soon. Thank you for supporting all we do. And get out there and go meet a podcaster in real life. They're actually quite nice. Take care. Talk soon.